Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
What famous golf course near Monterey, Peninsula.
Oh, my.
And Chris Ello.
I just know one thing. When it comes to balls, Scraby knows what he's talking about.
We're so immature. Here we go.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
What's up, San Diego? Welcome back to the program. Top of the hour to you at 3:01. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Tony Gwynn Jr. out at Petco Park is downstairs.
He just texted me. I'm sorry to cut you off. He's here.
Oh, he's back.
Yes, I'm here.
He's here.
I'm here.
He's downstairs. He's upstairs.
He's everywhere.
I'm everywhere.
Yes, thank you, Chris.
By the way,
I came back.
You are everywhere. Did you know that on Friday, when Scraby and I were talking to you, and you were having an incredibly busy day Friday because you had to do your POV show, you had to do our show, you had to get ready for the game, and Scraby and I are talking around 5 o'clock, the final half hour of the show, and we look up on the television screen on the Bally Sports Network, and there you are, doing an interview with a television show
at your house,
all looking very sharp. By the
way, that's what I had Aztec gear on.
You had your Aztec gear on. Yeah. You had your hair all cleaned up. You were shaved. You looked fantastic.
Thank you.
But I was just like, he really truly is everywhere. This guy, you are absolutely everywhere. You are either that, or there's more than one of you.
Well, I can tell you there's not more than one of me. I wish there was, because we would be pulling all kinds of stunts if there was two of me, for sure.
We could use two of you sometimes.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I did that in the morning. They taped it.
Oh.
So that's how I was able to pull. I didn't drive back home from this place, I promise you, on a Friday.
And then come back.
We didn't think you did.
There was no shot I could pull it off. But, yeah, man, I told you, I'm so glad that we are – to the next week, and it's Monday, because when we flew in on Wednesday night from San Francisco, like, I was stressing and like it was so much stuff I knew I had ahead of me for this opening weekend series.
Yeah,
that I'm glad we're here on Monday now. I can take a little bit of a deep breath,
ease into things a little bit. The Padres starting lineup is out for tonight's game. Some interesting names in there. We did mention that Luke Voit would probably be playing first base tonight, not DHing. This doesn't surprise me in the least, Tony, because I think Bob Melvin's the kind of guy that says, you know what, he hasn't been swinging it as the DH. I'm going to get him some at bats at first base as the first baseman. Especially with a left-handed pitcher tonight. But I like this move, just to try to give him a little different feel.
He said it all along, going back to spring training, that there would be times where they'd give Haas a day off against a lefty.
Yeah.
Luke would play first, and that's exactly what happened. The other thing of note is Grisham. Not in the lineup today. Austin Nola will bat lead off today.
Yeah, second time this year.
Second time this year. And Jose Ozocar gets his first big league start. So
yeah. Jose Ozocar. And you know what? This is a chance for Jose Ozocar. I got to tell you, I mean, with the way the outfielders are all swinging it right now, he goes 3-for-4 tonight. He might get himself another game. You know, yeah, I mean, you got to look at that opportunity and try to take advantage of it.
I mean, that's what the big leagues are all about, is sure. seizing your opportunity. And you, who knows what can happen off of from their point. I mean, Grish did have the 3 walks yesterday. He was on base 3 times. So I think your 3-for-4 call, or just finding a way to get on base that many times, would be a good thing. Just a note, just as some behind-the-curtains news here. See Fernando out here. He's not fielding ground balls, but he's working on footwork right now with Matt Williams at short. He's got the ball in hand, so he's not actually can't catch anything yet, but he's got the ball in hand and is working on footwork and making the throws to first base right now. So
yes, all right.
His rehab is coming along.
I want to thank ESPN for getting everybody to lose their mind yesterday by playing a clip of
Jesse
him playing
and I just
soccer.
Talked about that.
Oh,
I can't
goodness.
Wait. I can't wait for Padres Pen Pals. PPP.
PPP.
We'll I have a question that? For you guys about that.
Right,
and
we'll
also
that
in the Big
bit.
Five.
We'll get into that a little bit later. But, yes, Fernando, they had a clip of Fernando playing soccer yesterday on the ESPN telecast and drove everybody crazy. The weekly
lose your mind.
Lose your mind for no reason situation regarding the Padres. All right, one reason that I'm losing my mind is this Daily Gambit thing. One of the dumbest things I guess I ever did. During last month, Scraby's 5-star bet was doing so poorly that I popped off one day and I said, you know what, give me the month of April. I will do far better than your 5-star bet, just picking on my own off the top of my head. Well, we are midway through April, and I am not doing better than the 5-star bet did in March. And so it is that we get into today's Daily Gambit, and Scraby has the hammer to make fun of me for the entire segment.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Gwen and Chris, Daily Gambit is the Gwen and Chris.
This is Gwen and Chris.
Yes, we are listening to Gwen and Chris and the Daily Gambit. Got a little confused. You know, it's Monday, so
don't hurt yourself over there.
I'm trying not to. Chris, we're going to go over his 5-star bets kind of as we go through, because there's a couple that, or there's at least one that we made early, and Chris is now 7-13 in his 5-star bets. So there's still time for a comeback, Chris. You got 12 more days or whatever. How many days?
Here comes here. Cue the clip of the reverse psychology coming in for the rest of this month. I can feel it.
Yes,
that's the only way I'm going to get back into it.
He's like DeMar DeRozan over 38.5 points.
I'm giving up. I mean, it's been such the bane of my existence. You guys don't understand. Every weekend, as another bet loses, I'm just like, this is more ammunition for Scraby. I can't handle it. I mean, I honestly wish I'd never. I wish I'd never said anything in the first place.
But, you know, I did say, "Are you sure you want to do this?"
I was sure too. I doubled down on it. I definitely doubled down. So we'll see. Maybe I can make a comeback, but I got a long way to go, and I only got 12 days to get there.
One of my personality flaws, I'll call it a flaw, is that I like to talk trash, but then when someone is losing badly,
you get all sentimental.
Yeah, I back off.
That's not a definition of
This is your opportunity, Scraby,
of stepping on the gas or stepping on their neck or whatever the saying is. You don't have that in you, buddy.
I don't. I do and I don't. It depends on who
you
it
don't.
Is. It depends on
that's
who
true.
It is.
If they get if you talk too crazy about the Niners, you probably will go all the way in there.
Better never find out, anyone. Hawks and Cavs. was over the weekend. Actually, it was on Friday. And the Hawks were favored in this game by 2 points. This was a Chris five-star bet. He was taking the the Hawks minus 1.5. And the Hawks, they won and they covered. So, Chris, you get to hear this. You deserve it.
Yeah. That's the only time I heard it all weekend.
8-13 for the five-star butt. Now it was
No.
Five-star butt.
No.
I know. I was trying
7-13 is
that.
My 7-13 is my record after the weekend.
Oh, okay.
So that was my seventh win at the time.
All right.
And
all
I've
right,
lost
gotcha.
A few since then. But go ahead. Hey. I just don't want to put myself in any worse position than I'm already in.
Pelicans were a 1-point favorite in the game against the Clippers on Friday, and the Pelicans, they won and they covered 105-101 because Paul George was out with COVID.
Yeah, Clippers still blew that game, though. I mean, the Clippers blew both of the play-in games. They were way up on Minnesota, and they were way up on New Orleans, and now they're done.
So. We made some bets on the over-under of the strikeout on Friday night's game for Mackenzie Gore. It was 4.5 was the line. I said over. Chris was smart and said under. It was 3 strikeouts for Mackenzie Gore, so it was under that one.
Yeah.
Kyle Wright was over-under 4.5, and both of us said over, and both of us were right because he struck out 9.
Yes.
I didn't realize that until I looked it up last night.
Should be definitely betting against the Padres to strike out a lot until further notice.
Yes, I also said that I put up a bet saying Jake Cronenworth would have 4 hits, runs, or RBIs, and he ended up having 0 because he went 0 for 4, so I was wrong there. Now, another 5-star bet was the Memphis money line over Minnesota. Minnesota and the Timberwolves won 130-117.
Yeah. I thought that was a gimme. But Minnesota looked great in that game, and Memphis looked a little wide-eyed for a number 2 seed, second best record in the league.
Just like some of the things in that game, like I remember Ja Morant like attacking the rim and like getting ready to do one of his like monster dunks. And what is it, Anthony Edwards? I think his first name is,
yeah.
Is it Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Is
it, I think it's Anthony.
Yeah,
he like got his hand on the ball and like palmed it, and like Ja Morant hit the floor hard. It was like wasn't a foul. It was a jump ball, but it was like the perfect example of how much more physical things get in the playoffs. Like during the regular season, Ja Morant would had a highlight. He would have dunked on somebody. We would have seen it.
Everybody
7 to 8 times.
Away.
Everybody got – not in the playoffs. Like, dudes are just not going to give free buckets at that point.
The next 5-star bet, Denver at Golden State. Chris took Denver plus 6.5 as the underdog. The Warriors won 123-107. And then finally, he took the Bulls at the Bucks, and I don't know the score of the game because I didn't even have to look.
I took the Bucks minus 10.
Yeah, not the Bulls at the Bucks. You would have been right there.
There was nothing to think the Bulls could keep that game close, except for the fact that they played just well enough to not beat the spread. Or to beat the spread. The Bulls
even when
beat the
Chris
spread.
Is reverse psychology.
Yeah,
his
I
bets,
tried to reverse
working.
On that game, Tony. It didn't work.
It didn't work.
All right.
It did not work.
Let's get through some of these today bets real quick. And Sean Manaea, over under strikeout 6.5 tonight, Chris. Over is plus 112.
Yeah,
under
I got to go over with Sean Manaea, man. He's been on fire.
He has, Tony.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's been on fire, and he's pitching against the Reds. So
yeah.
I'm going to go over, too.
Yeah, we just talked to Mark Sheldon. He was he confirmed that the Reds can't hit. So.
He confirmed it.
He
huh?
did. The opposing pitcher, Nick Lodolo, is over under 3.5 strikeouts, Tony.
3.5? Come on, y'all. We can't strike out more than 3.5 times against this cat. Let's go. I'm gonna say the under.
All right. Yeah, Tony sold me under. Chris?
Till further notice, I got to go over.
Over.
Padres got to prove it to me.
All right. This is a mega, mega, mega parlay. The Chicago White Sox to win minus 1.5 on the run line. They're favored, so they have to win by 2. The Chicago Cubs just win on the money line over the Rays, and the Colorado Rockies win on the money line over the Phillies. I'm up first, and since I made it, I'm going to say yes. Chris?
What has to happen? Cubs have to win, Rockies
have to win?
Cubs have
to win, Rockies have to win, White Sox win on the run line, so they have to win by 2. They're minus 1.5.
You're going to have to get a new bet because the White Sox game's already been postponed.
What?
Due to rain.
When did that happen?
Just a little while ago. not playing tonight. That's
Progressive
Field.
So over the top, dude.
So stupid.
What?
No.
When did that happen?
I honestly like
a rainout in baseball.
No,
in
Chicago.
What's going on?
I honestly was. I spent like a good 25 minutes on that matchup, trying to find the right.
No, that's
thing.
Not happening.
All right, that's it, Chris. You can go ahead. We have the bets on the NBA games tonight, but I think you're probably going to involve them in your five-star bets. So
I am. I'm going to make I'm chasing bad money after good money right now, or good money after bad money, however that works. And you're really not supposed to ever do this as a gambler. If you're losing, you need to try to work your way back slowly. But I don't have time to work my way back slowly. I need to start hitting some bets because I'm six games under 500, and I'm running out of time. So one of my bets tonight, Shane McClanahan, the starting pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, under 6.5 strikeouts at the Chicago Cubs.
Under 6.5.
Under 6.5 for McClanahan.
What do we think, Tony? What do we think?
For who?
Over under 6.5 strikeouts.
McClanahan, McClanahan.
We're from where? Who does he pitch for?
Tampa Bay, starter.
Oh, how many? What's the number?
Under 6.5 is what
he
I'm
pitches
going.
For Tampa?
Yeah, they're at Chicago
Cubs. Yeah, I'm going to say over. Anybody who pitches for Tampa knows how to strike people out. So
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was going to say under because they don't leave their
pitchers
in.
They always have
in.
A bunch of dudes you never heard of striking out 7, 8, 9 guys a game.
That's a fair point.
Chris goes, uh-oh.
I know. I'm in trouble. I took this right off the television. Some expert came on and said this was the play of the night.
I don't. Yeah.
So I'm going with
the play
with
of the night. This guy.
I'm going with anything I can right now.
What else you got?
I got one NHL game. I got Carolina at Arizona. Carolina is one of the best teams in the league. Arizona is one of the worst. So I got Carolina minus a goal and a half.
All right.
Carolina
on the
minus.
Puck line.
On the puck line. Minus. They just basically got to win by two.
I guess I'm first on this one. And the Coyotes always make me choose poorly. So I'm going to say the Hurricanes.
I'm following Chris's lead on this one.
All right. Yeah, so we both agree.
Not a
with
very
the five
good
star.
Idea, but what the hell?
All right, Chris.
Sixers and Toronto, it's at Philadelphia. I don't feel good about the spread, so I'll take the Sixers on the money line to win and go up 2-0 in the series.
Sixers on the money line, all right. Tony, do you like that? Do you like the Sixers to win?
They're playing Toronto. Yes, because they're gonna be missing two guys this next game. Barnes is not likely to play, and they're missing another guy. I can't remember who it is.
And
but
you
yeah,
know what?
Take...
I didn't see Malachi Flynn play the other day at all. In that first game, I was watched quite a bit of that game. I didn't get the details on whether Malachi was available or not. But
how did James Harden play in game one?
He didn't have to do much. Tyrone Maxey scored 38 points,
balled.
And he dominated the game. Harden just did his thing, had 12 assists, and Joel Embiid only scored 19, and still Philadelphia won comfortably.
All right,
so.
Well, then I'm going to say yes. You painted
Sixers.
That picture.
All right, these two are both spread bets. I'm taking Dallas +5 at home against Utah. I understand Doncic is not playing again, but I just don't think Utah is the kind of team that can win two games in a row on the road to start a series. So I'll take Dallas +5.
I was going to do the same thing anyway, so Dallas +5. Tony?
Tony, what about you?
Yeah, I'm going to take Utah, man. I have no faith in without Luka.
It's amazing when you build your team around one fantastic player.
Right.
It really stinks when he's not in there, and they don't have him. The other one, I know you guys are probably both going to go against this, but I'm going to show some faith in the Denver Nuggets to bounce back after a very, very bad performance in game one. Golden State had everything cruising, so I'll take Denver +7 to at least keep it close tonight. And that's against my best thinking, but I just don't think Golden State blows them out twice in a row.
Tony?
Yeah, I'm taking Denver too. +7, I like them in game two against the Warriors. I think they make some adjustments. Their head coach is a good one, and I think he'll make the proper adjustments.
I just thought
Denver got a little sloppy on the defensive end, and with Golden State, you can't do that because they shoot the ball so well. Next thing you know, they're up 20, and I think the other thing Denver will do, they'll keep Jordan Poole in check this game.
I am going to take the Warriors. I'm going to stick with
thought
them.
Thought you would.
Yes.
So, all right.
They're Chris's bets.
They're my bets. I'm 7-13, so please take that under advisement when you hear my bets. I have not done well at all. All right. We'll take a little break, step aside, come back. More Gwen and Chris headed your way. Headed toward Padre Pen Pals at the bottom of this hour. We'll answer a bunch of Padre questions and much, much more as we continue on 97.3 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today's program brought to you by Gomez Trial Attorney. Seriously injured? Get a real trial attorney. Get Gomez. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby together. Scraby and I together in our Odyssey Palace studios here in San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park while the Padres will take on the Cincinnati Reds tonight. Pregame show gets underway at 5:30 this afternoon, shortly after 5:30. And then first pitch tonight at 6:40. 3 games have already been postponed in Big League Baseball, Scraby, including the game you wanted to gamble on in the Daily Gambit.
So annoying.
White Sox Indians. I'm going to keep calling them the Indians. I reserve the right to call them that until May.
Okay.
You know, people are not happy, by the way,
about
in
what?
Cleveland.
About?
People are furious.
About
the team name? Yeah, they hate
the team name.
I know. And I think that everybody's getting it wrong there because I know Terry Francona came out and he said, hey, you know, sometimes change is just good and there needed to be a change. I don't disagree with that. There needed to be a change. The old name, Indians, needed to go away. The problem that people have in Cleveland and everywhere else is that the name Guardians sucks.
Okay.
And that's what they needed to do better. It's not that they didn't need to change. It's that they needed to find a better nickname to replace it.
I have heard the same, and I think everybody in baseball, I've never talked to one person who's liked the name.
No. Somebody said that they were at the game the other night and they saw like 50 Indians jerseys in a row before they saw the first uniform jersey with a name Guardians on it. I don't think anybody even wants the name Guardians stenciled on anything they're wearing.
Yeah, that would be tough. That would be tough if my team changed their name to something I didn't like.
And nobody seems to like that. The other 2 games postponed, Arizona-Washington, San Francisco, New York Mets. All right, Clayton Kershaw's pitching tonight for the Dodgers. And, of course, he's coming off of the 7 innings of a perfect game in his first start of the year last week. So Kershaw will be looking to improve on perfection when he takes on the Atlanta Braves tonight at Dodger Stadium. How do you improve on perfection? Well, Roki Sasaki is doing his best to find out in the Japanese League, the Nippon Professional Baseball League. The 20-year-old Sasaki, if you didn't see this, it's absolutely mind-boggling. 20-year-old Sasaki pitching for the Chiba Latte Marines.
Ooh, I like that.
Chiba Latte Marines.
Yeah.
Pitched a perfect game about 10 days ago. Struck out 19 of the 27 batters he retired. So how did he do in his next start? Well, glad you asked. He pitched 8 perfect innings in his next start.
Whoa.
And struck out 14 of the 24 batters he faced. The game was scoreless So he was taken out of the game after eight perfect innings. His team ended up losing that game in the ninth inning, 1-0.
That's the worst.
Right? But here's the thing about, well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know that you can do a whole lot better than that. He retired 24 in a row in his last start, 27 in a row in his start before that. He has retired a Japanese record, 52 consecutive batters going back to his last three starts.
I mean, that's got to be a record that will never be broken.
The major league record, if you're wondering, is 41.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah.
And when did that happen?
It was a guy by the name of Jim Barr, a right-handed pitcher for the San Francisco Giants back in the early 70s.
Interesting.
He retired 24 in a row to end one game and retired 17 in a row to begin another game. So Jim Barr, 41 in a row. That's the record for a starter. There might be a reliever who snuck in there and over the course of many games,
yes, that
retired more batters in
a
row.
That's not that.
But I mean, if you're talking about starters,
yeah,
this guy's done 52 in a row. He's pitched a perfect game, followed up with an eight-inning perfect game. Out of the 52 batters that he's retired in a row, 33 by strikeout. And in his last game, he struck out the side in the eighth inning, and his pitches were still reaching 101 miles per hour.
It's pretty good.
Through four starts this season, Sasaki has a 1.16 ERA. He's pitched 31 innings total, 56 strikeouts. He's only allowed two walks and only seven hits in 31 innings.
He's going to be he's the next hit guy. For Major
20 years old, Rico Sasaki. Somebody better sign him quickly.
Yes.
My goodness. And that's in the Japanese league. That's pretty good fair country baseball there. And he's not even allowing a base runner. You know what his whip is this year?
0.03.
Huh?
0.03.
0.29.
Oh, wow.
0.29 is his whip.
Oh, yeah, I was way off.
Walks and hits to innings pitched. He's only allowed nine batters in 31 innings. Come on. That's crazy.
I could do better in a video game.
The guy who hit the home run off the relief pitcher the other night for the other team said, Sasaki is just too tough. The way that fork ball drops, forget about it.
Ooh, I love a good fork ball. Whenever I create a pitcher... I usually have a fork ball.
Got a good fork ball, Scraby.
I don't even know what a fork ball is.
I don't really know either. It's a split finger.
Yeah.
A split finger.
A different variation.
Now they call it a split finger. All right, Roki Sasaki. Keep your eye on that name. 20 years old pitcher for the Chiba Latte Marines. That is some impressive stuff. All right, when we come back, can the Padres get Roki Sasaki? That was not a question that is going to be asked of us and the Padres pen pals. But many other questions will be asked of us, and Tony and I will answer when Gwen and Chris continues. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. San Diego's number one sports talk station. That'd be 97.3 The Fan. Padre lineup is out for tonight's game against the Cincinnati Reds. Sean Manaea. Nick Lodolo, a battle of left-handers tonight. Lodolo is from Southern California. Scrappy, he's a Laverne kid.
Love Laverne.
You like Laverne?
No, I don't know if I've ever been.
I like Shirley better.
Oh, hey-o! That was pretty funny, Chris.
Thank you. Nick Lodolo, a rookie, making his second major league start tonight. He will face this lineup. Austin Nola is going to lead off in DH tonight. For the Padres, second time that Austin Nola has been the leadoff hitter. Manny Machado, Jake Cronenworth, Luke Voit playing first base this evening. Eric Hosmer has the night off. Jerkson Profar, that's how good he's hitting right now. He's right in the middle of the order, batting fifth. Will Myers returns after missing 3 days. He'll be batting sixth. People were asking what's the matter with the Padres' offense right now.
It's Will Myers.
So Will Myers hasn't been in. Come on. All right. Jorge Alfaro, at least he didn't play the rim shot.
No, I would never.
Yeah, Will would get on your case for that.
I love Will.
We all like Will around there. On this show, we definitely like Will. Jorge Alfaro's catching tonight, batting seventh. Ha-Seon Kim is batting eighth and making his major league first start. Jose Azokar for the Padres will be in center field tonight, batting ninth. So That is the Padre lineup. Trent Grisham gets the night off. Grisham did walk three times yesterday, which hopefully is a sign of things to come. He's hitting just 146. C.J. Abrams. And, I think everybody loves C.J. Abrams. And I do. But, you got to pump the brakes. You got to take – this is how it goes in Major League Baseball. I mean, could you come up with a better spring than C.J. Abrams came up with? And what's it translated into? 115 batting average so far this season, and that's with a hit last night.
You know, I'm surprised, actually.
It's been tough for C.J.
I'm surprised. We do have a question about Trent Grisham, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'm surprised we don't have any questions about C.J. Abrams.
And
I didn't receive any.
Padre pen pals today?
Yeah, I didn't receive any.
I don't think anybody's concerned about C.J. Abrams.
I don't think so either. He's good defensively.
He's played well. Well, they've all played well defensively, right? Nobody's made an error yet. It's amazing, 11 games without an error for the Padres. All right, let's talk some more Padres right now. One of our favorite segments. We do it from time to time. You write in with questions. Tony and I have answers. And after we check traffic, we'll get into tonight's PPP.
PPP.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now, a 97.3 The Fan.
It was so successful last week. I got so many responses. We're going to bring it back for the second week in a row. Padres Pen Pals is basically this. You just... You DM me on Twitter, at Matt Scraby, or you just tweet me, and you ask a question about the Padres, and I will relay it to the guys, and they will answer the question. So we got five today. And we're gonna
By the way, in the open of the Padre Pen Pals, there is a dig at me about send it by carrier pigeon because Chris thinks they're cute.
Aww.
I want people to understand that Scraby writes that, produces that, and oversees that, and that is one of the reasons why I pick on him as much as I do. All you people out there who defend Scraby to no end have to understand that he takes his shots, and he gets away with them, and you never out there defend me or Tony. It's always, oh, leave Scraby alone. Just want you to know that he gets his shots in quite often, and that is an example.
Okay. That was also something I made like two, maybe over 3 years
ago. Yeah, well, you play it all the time.
You continue to get your shots in, though. Stop it. Don't try to play
it. You play it all the time, and it gets it. It's a shot at me every time you play it.
I actually really love that. It's one of my favorite parts.
I'm glad you like it.
Yes. All right, let's get started here. And we're going to start with you, Tony. You're going to be up first. But the question is from Steve Owen. How long until A.J. Preller makes a trade for an outfielder?
Dang, we making trades already?
Yes, people are restless. Jerks and Profar still playing okay?
A week and a half of games, we already making trades. Listen, this question is for me first, right?
Yep.
I don't know how long it's going to be. Trust me. If a deal is there to be made, I have a hard time seeing A.J. Preller not making it. He doesn't seem like the type that sits on his hands too often. But I don't know that deal is out there at this point. And so as we sit here now, the Padres have to just continue to hold water. And either that deal comes together at some point or it doesn't. That's just what it is. I think at some point there will be a deal. My guess is that it's going to be closer to the deadline. Because if there was a deal to be made, it would have been made already. And that is not the clearly not the case. So I think it'll as you get closer to deadline, obviously numbers start to bear out. But situations develop that maybe aren't developed yet here on April 18th. So I think the deal will happen. If there's a deal to be made, it'll happen closer to the deadline.
All right, Chris, so how long until you think A.J. Preller makes a trade for an outfielder?
2 months ago.
I thought he would make a trade for an outfielder 2 months ago, and he didn't. Yeah. And it's pretty obvious that it wasn't there. So now, with the situation at hand, I think what you have to do is, first of all, you have to wait till your 7 starting pitchers all get healthy.
Yep.
And if you get Clevinger back and you get Snell back, and that gives you 7 legitimate starting pitchers, and that includes Gore and that includes Nick Martinez, and it doesn't include Ryan Weathers or Adrian Mojahone, but they're kind of in that mix as well. What I'm getting to is, once you get an overabundance of starting pitchers, I think you have to be aggressive, and I think you're going to have to offer one of them in a trade to get yourself a legit outfielder, because you're short in that spot.
Ask yourself this. Once everybody's healthy, knowing what you know now, who has the most value of those pitchers?
Of the 7 guys, who has the most value? Well, Musgrove, I think, and Manaea have the most value, but I don't think you're going to be offering them up.
You're not going to move a Musgrove. You're certainly not going to move a Manaea. You just got him. So,
yeah.
Who has the most? No, his answer, the who has the most value, is Mackenzie Gore.
Yeah. Oh,
and guess what?
Yes.
He just pitched at the big league level and pitched very well. So when that time comes, if that time comes and everybody's healthy, that's the kind of thing that you would look for.
You want to get yourself a real outfielder, you're going to have to offer a real pitcher.
Have to give up something.
And Mackenzie Gore is giving them that option. I'm not telling them to trade Mackenzie Gore. But if you've got 7 legit starting pitchers, you have to be active and move one of them to try and get an outfielder, because it's pretty obvious they need one.
Word.
Word. Thank you, Steve. This one is from our guy, Mailman Rob. Chris, you're up first on this.
Yes.
What will it take to get this offense going?
Better hitters?
More baseball.
I know Tony's going to say some time. I think you're going to need a little better hitting. You just do, and we just kind of kicked that around in the outfield talk. But I look around the Padres position by position, and I think in general I would say at first base they're less than average hitting-wise. Second base, they're good. Shortstop, I'm going to just go ahead and say they're good because Fernando will be back. Third base, they're fine. I think all 3 outfield positions, they're less than average. I think catcher, they're about average. DH, they're above average. So I think there's 3 or 4 spots that are less than average, and as long as that's the case, this team is not going to be a great hitting team. It's going to be an inconsistently good hitting team, but it's going to go through droughts. And I think as it's currently constructed, this is what you're going to get. Mailman.
Mailman. Tony, what will it take to get this offense going?
More time. Next question.
Yeah. Let Tony go ahead with that.
Tony?
He's right. It does going to take more time. I mean, they're not going to hit like 228 the whole season. They're going to hit better than that. But I think eventually you're going to need some better hitters through the lineup to be more consistent.
You know, I know that Tony's right. You just need more time. But it's so hard for me to like think about it that way without having played at the big league level.
Yeah, I know. You want 10 runs every game.
You do.
You're not going to get it.
That is just unrealistic. I mean, listen, I know everybody's been clouded because we just played the Braves for, what, 4 games?
Was it 4? Yeah, 4.
Yeah, 4 games. By the way, they have an extremely good pitching staff, and we didn't even see their best one. We didn't even see Max Fried. You know what I'm saying? So, I know we're all a little jaded because we scored 2 runs in 3 straight games, but they got to win in one of those, and they split the series. I'm all about wins right now. We can hash out the averages of everybody as we get a little deeper into the season.
I'm all about 102-mile-an-hour fastballs in a loss, okay, guys?
Yeah, we know.
You talked about that.
Yeah, Hunter Green. All right, this one is from a person who asked me not to identify them because they don't want the quote-unquote outrage to spill over to their Twitter account. So,
oh, they just want it on us.
Now
I see.
No. This is not our question at all.
Oh, okay.
And
all
I kind of like it because this is an anonymous thought from a Padres fan. I'm seeing a lot of Tatis fans say some pretty stupid things about him in the last few weeks. Last night I saw people saying the Padres should trade him, which is something a real fan would never say. And I'm tired of fans tweeting at players with negative comments, and it's just getting worse. Tony, you're up first. Do players see these comments and not want to come to San Diego to play?
I mean, they're going to have to bury themselves in some type of hole. Because it doesn't just happen here in San Diego, just for the record. I would say that San Diego is probably mild compared to what it would be in New York.
I've seen some of the New York comments.
Chicago. Yeah, I mean, listen, unfortunately, there are some people that don't know a lot, that think they know a lot. And because of Twitter, they got free reign to get them shots off. And they do. They take every opportunity to get them off, and they have fun with that. But ultimately, you know, it is a free country, and you are have the freedom of speech here. So they're allowed to say and do, you know, say what they want to say on the thing. And players do see it, I think. I don't know if they see everything, but they see enough. But yeah, I mean that's just kind of the name
of the game.
It's kind of part of the business. Now, I will say completely offhand, I think Kyrie's way of handling it is the way that every player should handle it moving forward.
I kind of agree because
whatever
like,
energy you give, I give it back.
Yeah, I kind of agree on that. Chris, do players see these comments and not want to come to San Diego to play?
To answer that particular question, I would say no, that's ludicrous. I don't think anybody looks at the comments coming from San Diego and feels, wow, San Diego's a terrible place to play. The fans right? there are on your case. Because as Tony said, I mean, come on, New York, Philadelphia, D.C., I mean, Chicago, I mean, come on. I mean, these fans are absolutely ridiculous. Boston. So, no, I don't think anybody doesn't want to come to San Diego because they're scared of the fans in San Diego. But as long as until Elon Musk buys Twitter and starts making...
I don't want him to buy Twitter.
I didn't say he wanted to or didn't want to. I'm saying unless he buys Twitter and starts making people have their tweets edited before they get put up. And I think he's talking about going the other direction,
yes, actually. Yeah, I was about to say, I think he's going
all the misinformation out there.
Yeah, there's going to be a ton of misinformation, and there's going to be a ton of dumb people with stupid opinions who get to express them.
Which isn't all that different from right now.
No, but now you bring up Elon Musk. It is... Never mind. This is not a talk show.
No, this is sports.
Is
not a, sports, yeah,
this
baby.
Is
keep
sports.
It to sports.
This is sports. All right. This is from Vince. And Chris, you're up first. This patiently aggressive hitting approach seems to have hitters in between decisions to swing or not. In their best offensive game, they were far more aggressive, swinging early in the count. Chris, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that in general, most teams are very patient at the plate, and when it works and you draw some walks and then somebody comes up with the kind of hit that the Padres are missing, it's a strategy that works real well. So this is the way the strategy is. People don't go after pitches early in counts anymore. It's not just the Padres. It's every team in baseball. You're trying to drive the pitch count of other pitchers up and get them out of the game and get into these bullpens. So, my thoughts are that the Padres are doing what everybody else does. And if they were swinging early in counts in the couple of games that they scored a bunch of runs, it's because pitchers were giving them very hittable pitches early in counts. And they were able to take advantage of it. But I don't think you can just go up there and swing willy-nilly.
All right, Tony, do you think, or what are your thoughts on this and the aggressive hitting or patient hitting, all that stuff?
First of all, patient aggressive. I've never even heard of that.
Patiently aggressive is what Vince is saying.
Yeah, I know what Vince is trying to say.
Those are opposites.
First of all, I don't know that that is the case. And I think Vince may be, this may be anecdotal for Vince, because I've watched every one of these games, and there's been very few times where they've gone up and hacked first pitch all game long. Like, I can't remember one game that they did that.
They're not Ozzie Albies over here.
Exactly, Ozzie Albies. If this question was about Ozzie Albies, then yeah, that would be right on. But the patiently aggressive thing, I don't understand that. And B, I don't know that that's accurate.
Okay,
I think the Padres are struggling right now because some of the main pieces in the lineup are struggling, and when those pieces of the lineup struggle, you're not going to score very many runs.
Middle of the lineup, hello.
That's just, you know, it's just what it is.
Another great edition of Padres Pen Pals. We got one more for everybody. And I'm just the messenger here, Tony. Big Padre fan here, and I wanted to know your thoughts on Grish batting leadoff. I like him in center field, but he seems to struggle a lot at the plate dating back to last season. What do you think?
My question I'm going to turn around this question like Russell Westbrook did a couple weeks ago. Who would you have hit first? You're going to have what, C.J. Abrams? He's hitting
120-something?
120.
Maybe a little bit less.
Can you name another guy who can hit leadoff in this team?
Well, Austin Nola did on opening day.
Austin Nola, okay. Well, there's an option, right? He did it opening day. Had a 1-for-4 day that day.
Why not throw Ha-Sung Kim at the top and see what happens?
Ha-Sung.
I know he's not. I know. I'm not saying that he's getting sparingly.
He's getting on base. Do you know what? Listen. I'm asking generally. Like, who can do it? And listen, having heard Bob Melvin talk about it, he doesn't feel the same way. I think he wants to stick with Grisham, mainly because he doesn't have that many options to hit leadoff. So you know, again, these are kind of the problems you have when you're trying to dissect a team after a week and a half. You know, there's going to inevitably be some people who don't have very many hits in the week and a half. There's going to be some guys who do, right? Right now, Manny, Haas, Jerickson. Those are the three best hitters on the team.
It'll change.
Yeah, Jake will get going some point.
Now, hopefully.
Chris, what do you think about this?
Well, if you're looking for Vince Coleman, or if you're looking for Ricky Henderson, or if you're looking for somebody like that, Lou Brock, I mean, those kind of leadoff hitters are very few and far between in Major League Baseball nowadays. I mean, leadoff hitters on most teams slug. I look at the stolen base leader in Major League Baseball last year was Starling Marte. He's a middle-of-the-order hitter. Guys do not, you know, work the count, walk, steal second and third, come home on a ground ball anymore. That's just not the way baseball is set up. And as far as Grisham is concerned, he's gotten off to a slow start. In a perfect world, I don't think he'd bat leadoff, but I don't think they have anybody better. And you just named some of the other options, and that confirms the fact that they don't really have anybody better.
All right. Thanks to everyone who wrote in, and we'll be doing this again soon. Coming up next, we are going to have Chris versus the fans. He's back at it, everyone. That's next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.